And welcome to In Game Chat for Saturday, April 30th, 2016. It's Season 10, Episode 18. I'm Scott.
I'm RJ.
And I'm Matt.
And Nate is not with us today. Probably be back next week. But if you want to get in touch with us, you can. Call us. 334-272-9228 is the number. 334-272-9228. Check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at InGameChat. You can also find us on Facebook. You can email us, everyone, at ingamechat.net. We're streaming right now through Twitch. Head over to twitch.tv, and you can find us there, as well as join the chat room live while we broadcast. And wow, the phone has already rung.
That was quick.
That was very fast.
I think that's our fastest phone call.
Probably so. So let me drown out the music here, and we'll go to the line and see who this happens to be. Hello, you're on in-game chat. Who's this?
Hey, it's Bo Holt. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. I heard you come on, and I had to call. I haven't done much gaming since, I still say I can whip anybody at Doom or Doom 2. I kind of quit playing video games after that, except for, did you ever play, Postal 2 or, I'm sure, Grand Theft Auto?
Well, original Grand Theft Auto, like not Grand Theft Auto 3?
Like top down?
I played 1 and 2 and also 3 and all that. I have a PlayStation 3 and the only game that I own for it is GTA 4, I believe.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. What I got off the video game stuff. Remember Quake?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I started losing interest around there. I don't know why. I mean, being a technological person and everything, you'd think I'd be a huge gamer, but I'm not. But I enjoy listening to your show anyway, and just wanted to say hello.
Well, thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate it. You were a very fast call in. So, hey, you know, you brought up Doom, and the newest version of that comes out this week. No. Next week, I think.
There's a new Doom coming out.
There is a new Doom coming out. Very much seems to kind of want to reboot the franchise type situation.
Oh, sweet. Okay, I'll definitely be in on that. Are they going to have a PC platform for
it?
Oh yeah.
There's no like Doom. It's not Doom 4. It's not anything other than it's just Doom.
Doom. I found a video that every single level has a special. Like a special area where if you find a lever, you press it, and it'll go into a classic Doom level. Mm-hmm. And it looks
that's cool.
Straight up classic Doom, only it has like the new enemies instead of the sprites.
Mm-hmm. You remember the original ones? You could modify the WAD files.
Oh,
replace the sound effects with
so many
Beavis and Butthead sounds.
I had an Aliens Total Conversion that I absolutely loved.
Those were the days.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate calling in, Bo. Thanks so much.
I'm glad I did, because I had no idea New Doom was coming out.
It's either this week or...
I'm looking it up. It says May 13th.
Okay, so
I'll keep my eyes open.
It's next week then. Same week as... That's the same week as Uncharted.
I think
May 10th is Uncharted, right?
Yeah, May 10th is Uncharted, so yeah. May 13th is Doom, yeah. All right, man. Well, thanks for calling in. Appreciate you listening.
You bet. Take care.
You too. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. And we're going back to the phones again. Hey, you're on in-game chat. Who's this?
Cliff.
I'm sorry, say again?
Cliff.
Cliff.
Oh, hey, Cliff.
L-I-F-F.
How's it going?
I'm wonderful. How about you guys?
Not bad.
Good. Doing pretty good.
Listen, have you heard any updates on Kingdom Hearts?
The 3?
Well, Kingdom Hearts 3, we're probably going to get maybe some info next year. I don't even know if we're going to get a release next year. Maybe we will get a release. If Dennis was here, he could tell you. We might get a release for it next week. We might get a release for it next year. But have not heard anything. Now, if you want to talk about the re-releases and the remakes and things like that they've been doing, those have been pretty steady now for a good while as far as they keep re-releasing Kingdom Hearts HD Remix and all this other stuff. Are you specifically talking about Kingdom Hearts 3?
Yeah, whatever the newest one is. The one that's been pushed back, 100 times?
That would be three. That would be three. And yes, it has been pushed back, and it will likely, it might get another pushback. I don't know. They really haven't revealed. Well, you know what? They have been showing off gameplay here and there.
I've seen some videos.
Yeah, I've seen some gameplay. So I'm thinking next year is probably when we're going to get this thing.
Well, now how about some of the other? Have the older games been remastered for the PS4?
3, PS3.
No, they were remastered for the PS3. Nothing has been remastered for the PS3. PS4. However, I don't put it past them doing one.
Yeah, I kind of don't either.
You know, for these systems, just to generate the just to generate the talk, you know, just to generate the
PS3 remaster of 1.5, I think it was. It actually took the control scheme from Kingdom Hearts 2 and the camera, you know, like camera controls from Kingdom Hearts 2. So you didn't have to use the bumpers to actually rotate the camera around. You could use the second analog stick.
Right.
Which,
oh, cool.
Yeah, made it nice.
And then the other thing, any of you guys played the new Ratchet & Clank yet?
Not yet.
Okay, how's it look? I mean, what have you heard any buzz on it?
The videos I saw of it, I mean, it looks excellent. You know, I knew it was coming out, just haven't had a chance to try and find it.
Okay, well, thank you. Oh, here's one more question before I go.
Go right ahead.
Why does the place, the free games that you get from the PlayStation Store, why do you say my Xbox 360? You used to get the games that were like old million sellers, you know, for free.
I think the Xbox One has... I think they have like the PlayStation Plus, you know, with the free games. Didn't Xbox One have that?
Yeah, I mean Xbox. Yeah, games with gold.
Games with
yes.
gold. Yeah.
Gold games level. With gold. Right. That's what you used to get like on the 360. I don't know if you get that on One.
You do.
But
you do.
But on a PlayStation side, you get this indie crap. Pardon my language.
They've had.
But I mean,
Watch that. Yeah. Watch the mouth. No,
they've had some.
They've had some very
there.
Good titles yeah. in there. It's not necessarily indie stuff all the time. They've had some really good titles that have released on there. And for whatever reason, right now, it is completely escaping my head what those could be.
The Hitman Absolution. That was one of them.
Oh, okay. Now see, I didn't have my console then.
Yeah.
Was that?
Yeah.
That was a PS Plus title.
Yeah, because I already had it on the PC.
Hmm.
Okay.
Are you looking that up right now, RJ? Are you trying to look up some for...
I'm just saying, because they had, like, Grim Fandango, which is okay.
Whoa, hey now.
Yeah, you're dipping into Matt's...
Them's fighting words.
You're dipping into Matt's sacred territory now, whenever you start going after that.
Okay.
I'm not going after it. It's a good game, but...
Looks like a Tropico 5 Tabletop Racing World Tour... That's going to be some of the first ones going to be for May.
Yeah, Tropico 5's. I mean, if that's your style of game, it's actually a really good one.
Yeah, if you
Like strategy, you know, like those kind of city building strategy, whatever.
Let's see. I think that they said more titles going to be Switch Galaxy Ultra. Let's see, Loco Roco, Cocoreco. Loco Roco Cocoreco. Yeah.
Okay.
Bionic Commando Rearmed and.
I like the Bionic Commando Rearmed. That's a fun one.
Yeah. Bionic Commando Rearmed 2. That one for the PS3.
There's a second one.
Yeah, number 2.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there are two of them.
Well,
Well, you got some playing to do. go home and download that tonight. Yeah.
Well, listen, guys. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Clint.
Thank you.
Have a good one now.
And you all have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
Take care.
Well, apparently when you throw your number out there, people will call it. Go ahead. Give us a call. 334-272-9228. 334-272-9228. Now, you know, AC Wraith makes a good point here because, you know, I didn't think, but instead of jumping to the contrary of saying, no, there are AAA titles that are released on PS Plus. I could have easily defended those indie titles because there are very good indie games that are available out there.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty of them, and they're fantastic. I a lot of the times I can prefer to sit down and play an indie title than I could a AAA. So but those are out there. If you want to get in touch with us, you can. 334-272-9228 is the number. 334-272-9228. Go to ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at ingamechat. I've already read all this stuff, I think, and. but if you do want to get in touch with us, 334-272. Good Lord. Which is fine. I'm glad that we're getting the calls. Hey, you're on in-game chat. Who's this? Hello? And they hung up.
Aw.
Oh, well, feel free to call back. 334-272-9228 is the number. Nate's here and normally would be answering our phones, but has not or he is not here today. And so
Scott doesn't trust me with it.
Well, no, it's just, you know, they're there. Might as well grab them. They know they're calling into a radio station, so.
Hopefully.
Hopefully that is the, that's the thing that we hope for there.
FCC
so.
Rules, come on now.
Let's go around the room, talk about what we've been, normally I have a clock I can look at, but my clock is broken up on the wall, so I have to look over here on this one. Let's talk about what we've been playing. I'll start with you, Matt.
Oh, me, okay. I've been watching since Sunday. I watched you with your pinball.
I did it last Sunday, didn't I?
Yeah, And that got me like, oh, that Alien Isolation table. Not my favorite table, but I was like, I got Alien Isolation. Let me play that.
Might as well play it, right? Yep. You got it.
And I started playing it. I've played a little bit of it before, so I've gotten further than my first time.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, all right, this is it's getting kind of late at night, and I'm getting a little, you know, I won't say spooked, but...
Oh, really?
All right, yeah, I'll say it. It's very atmospheric. I really like it. So I played some of that. And going back through Far Cry 4.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt the need just for a mindless shooter, and I'm like, oh, I've got that. I could run around an island. So,
one of those turn your brain off and just play moments.
Oh yeah, you know, just you get in the little gyrocopter, fly around, shoot people, and all right, that's kind of fun. You know, trying to get because I started a game over because like I've already beaten it and I had all the guns and everything. So trying to get back to some of the signature weapons that I've had that I really like, and like I really want to, you know, need that sniper rifle that's really good, or you know, stuff like that. So. Yep. That's what I've been doing.
That's all you did was just Alien Isolation?
Okay. And Far Cry 4.
And Far Cry 4. And no Division, huh?
No. No. I need to get back into that, but I've heard, you know, been reading some stuff. They've been having some issues with, like, some of the cheating and everything, so.
Yeah, I don't, obviously I don't follow that, so I don't know where it's, I think somebody commented on one of our YouTube pages or something and was asking about, when we were going to start talking about The Division more. And I would love to. I just don't. I have nothing to contribute to it. You guys that play it, you and Nate.
We need to get Dennis back on here because
he's been doing it a lot. James plays it. Yeah. I mean, a lot of you guys play it, but I don't play it, and it's not that I don't really follow along. I see the headlines come up, but I have no emotional investment. I have no investment whatsoever when I see the headlines come up, and I think, oh well, that'll be interesting to those guys. And by those guys, I mean you and James and Dennis and Nate. And I figured that Nate would probably bring those up, but to talk about them. But obviously, he's not here this week, so. We'll see about that.
Honestly, I'm just biding my time for Uncharted 4.
Yeah, that's in 2 weeks.
I know.
It's not this week, but next week.
So excited.
I think it broke street date in a couple of places. It was like a theft or something.
Yeah.
Overseas
I did
or
hear
somewhere.
That. I think it was in Europe.
Yeah. That happened. And so now people have it out there, which means, there's spoilers and stuff like that you might want to be aware of and be mindful of as you're cruising through the internet, so be careful of those. So that's all for you, huh?
Yeah.
For me, I mean, it was those pinball tables.
They looked a lot of fun.
There were three tables in the pack. They came out this past week. It was the Aliens versus Pinball pack, and it had a table based on Aliens. And of course, when you lose the game, you get the Game Over Man game over, which is appropriate. If that was not there, I would have.
You'd almost feel like, all right.
I'd have
really?
Been like, I'm not playing any more of your game at all because you didn't include that line. You have to include that line.
Yeah.
That is.
In fact, it's in Mortal Kombat.
Is it?
Yeah. When the alien. As Alien is a character.
Johnny
Cage. That the intro between one of his first line, he says, "Is game over, man," and he says it just like Paxton did.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's game over, man. Game over. And that's exactly what he said.
Isn't it like the Alien Baraka hybrid?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But still, it's still Alien, though.
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
Watching you play and everything, the Aliens table, I think, was my favorite.
Mine was Aliens versus Predator.
I mean, that was my second favorite. Yeah. It was a close second, but I just,
It helps a little bit that they were combining
two franchises,
yeah.
I did like when the Predator speared the alien on the side, just there's a little spear at him.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed all. I mean, I really liked all the tables, and they have their pluses and their
isolation.
Good and bad.
I think lived up to its name. It was kind of barren, especially the big playing field was just nothing in the center.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was neat. It got me like piqued my interest in playing the game again. So, yay for that.
But that's what I played and got some good time out of it and didn't do too well on scores. It's been a while since I played it, but did a stream of that, and that is pretty much all I played. Some more of stories, Paths of Destinies, because there's plenty of endings to find on that thing, so I'll go. Now, I will say this, after you've found three of the four truths. And by the way, within those truths, there are many different endings. So, and I have no graph to show you or graphic to show you this because it's much easier to convey visually than it is to talk about it. But once you find three of the four and you've only got one left, all of your choices, as you go back and replay, will have an insignia in one of the corners to let you know that this
is the choice you did.
This is the way you need to go to find that last truth. And I've kind of been going down that path, but as I do, I'll come across a choice that I didn't take before, and I'll think, you know what, let's diverge. Let's go somewhere else, and let's do this, and see where this takes me. So it's always fun to figure out how they came up with 24 different endings for a game. And that's pretty much it for me. RJ, what about you?
For the most part, I've been still playing Dark Souls 3. I'm still searching through all these different areas and whatnot, finding weapons, doing basically the Dark Souls thing, searching, getting killed, searching, lather, rinse, repeat, over and over
getting
again.
Killed, mm-hmm. Getting killed.
What I've been doing more in this one is helping some friends of mine out. They get to an area that's pretty tough for them.
And you tell them to jump off this cliff, it's a shortcut?
No, I let the online players do that when they leave their little messages in those nice spots. Shortcut here, it's a cliff, it can't be a shortcut. And people actually fell for it.
Okay.
Yeah, and people put their rank it is pretty good to get other people to think, oh, it must be true. There's 86 good reviews of this thing, so I think I'll trust it. Then they fall off the cliff too. But, you know, I've been helping some friends of mine out, getting them through some difficult patches and whatnot. And especially this, the tail end of this week, a lot of boss battles, I've been trying to get through. I think I took like three down in one playthrough I did. One of which was really strange to me. It was a one hit kill.
For you or for them?
On the boss.
What?
Just a one plunging attack. And that's it.
No, I'm calling shenanigans on that. Nope. That doesn't sound like Dark Souls at all.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, sometimes, like I was saying earlier, maybe it's experience or the game has been lower difficulty level. I mean, a lot of folks are saying it's not as hard as
I have heard
previous
that.
Entries as well.
Would you say 2 is the hardest?
I think the hardest in the entire series is Demon's Souls.
Okay.
For me, personally. Because when it was given to us, we had
no idea
what we were doing. We're just going around dying ridiculous amounts of times. When the tutorial kills you, yeah, you know you're in for a rough time.
Yeah,
and that was one of the charms of Demon's Souls. I remember.
I think I remember like the whole joke about press start and you're dead.
I haven't heard that one, but
you push start button, it says you died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if there was any game that would apply to, it would be Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still going through that and having a good time with that, really. Despite the difficulty thing, not as hard as I would like it to be, but it is still enjoyable, the searching and exploring and finding the different weapons and things, and more importantly, helping friends out, getting together with them and playing as well. But outside of that, I've also played a little demo, a little bit of it, called Neo, the new Team Ninja game they're bringing out. They put out a demo of that.
I saw you post that on our Facebook page.
Yeah, and it's like I said, it's basically, it feels like Dark Souls taking place in Japan mixed with Ninja Gaiden starring that guy from The Witcher. That's how it feels like to me, you know. Spots where people have died, touch the bloodstain to see how they passed away. But in this case, you touch their bloodstain to fight a revenant or something, to fight, an AI construct of their character. Or maybe possibly it's them waiting to play against you. I'm not sure. But, I see the stamina bar, the health meter, the pick up items here, put them on as you go, things like that. It had a very big Dark Souls feel. Just, in a different location. That's what it felt like to me. But it's probably not going to be – it wasn't a bad game. I'm not saying this as a clone it's bad, but it felt good. It felt fine, not a bad game. Just probably feels like the Ninja Gaiden games of old.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I've done this week.
All right. Well, that's we've all apparently played just about one game the entire week, which is fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've got something that I was going to bring up with you, mm-hmm. and I probably will after the break here.
Okay.
Having to do with the Evo, right? Are you going to?
Still up in the air.
What's the deal on that?
I probably won't be able to make it, but
really,
probably won't be. But if some certain things fall into place, maybe I will go. But right now, it probably doesn't look like we will.
Well,
I mean,
sad to hear.
Could happen. Probably not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kaolin, I think in the chat room. I think that's the correct way I'm pronouncing that. Asked if. I finished, or if I played Quantum Break, and if I had finished it. And yeah, I had played it, but I have not finished it. I'm still at the final boss on that thing, and I never went back to it. I played stories some more, but I never went back to that game. It was very frustrating, that final boss.
Is it the guy from The Wire? Was he the final boss?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, at least so far. I don't necessarily know if there's something beyond him.
Okay.
But so far, he's been the main... bad guy in the whole thing. So the fact that I'm fighting him makes me think it's the final boss, but there could be some kind of twist or something they could throw in there.
Gotcha.
That's someone from The Wire? Who's
Yeah, he was in The Wire. Hmm. Did you ever watch the show?
Yeah.
He was the politician, Cal Cuddy, or Cag, the guy that became the mayor.
McNulty?
McNulty was the cop.
Okay.
Yeah, he became the mayor after... The other mayor had to resign in The Wire.
Hmm. Okay. I'll just have to look it up, man.
Yeah. He was in Dark Knight Rises.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning of that one.
He was in the beginning of that, yeah. But
yeah,
a bit part that I didn't even remember he was in that.
Yeah.
He's mainly known now for being in Game of Thrones. As RJ shakes his head.
Nope, never saw that one.
Yeah. Well, coming up, coming up later on, we're going to hear from GT South. They're going to call in, let us know how things are going over there and what's going on with everything that they've got planned. And that'll be coming up a little bit later on. If you want to get in touch with us, you can. Our number is 334-272-9228. 334-272-9228. Welcome everybody to call and talk to us. Littlefinger is the guy's name. He plays on Game of Thrones. It's pretty much like he runs the brothel. Anyway, we'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. Here is music from Riven. Thank you. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. I really happen to enjoy that track, which is why I let it play out so long.
Yeah, what is that from?
This is from Assassin's Creed 2.
Okay.
So, it's one of those Jesper Kidd tracks that I have just loved so very much. There's this track, there's the Deus Ex track, there's a couple of others that I'll just let play through just because I like the music so much. There's a new trailer for Deus Ex. Did you check that out?
I think 101? I posted that.
The 101?
Yeah, the 101?
Trailer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, quite a long trailer, but kind of sets up everything that's going on.
I think
with
it's about like 10 minutes long.
It's up there. Yeah, it is up there. But yeah, just kind of gives everybody a backstory, kind of gives everybody a heads up on how, what the storyline is of kind of what this game is going to be, sort of set up type situation.
Again, waiting for that.
August? Is that it?
I think, yeah. Too long. That's
a good ways away.
I know. I want it now.
I know. Everybody wants it now.
Self-gratification like instantly. I want it now.
You want your Uncharted now. You want your Deus Ex now.
My Killing Joke. Everything.
Yeah, you want your Killing Joke now. That's in June? July? It's in
I haven't heard a date.
I don't know when that is either.
It just said summer. And because I follow Mark Hamill on Twitter.
They're screening it. I believe the very first screening of that is going to take place at Comic-Con. So it'll have to be after that. Yeah.
Why Comic-Con?
I don't know.
Well, I know why, but I mean, I'm more.
You know exactly why Comic-Con.
Yeah.
But yeah, I believe it'll be after that.
More frustrated that it is Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm. That thing I was going to ask you about, RJ. Let me look this up real quick.
While you're looking that up, later on the show, we have some Loot Crate stuff.
That's right. Thank you for reminding me of that.
I was going to have you. Oh, and a phone call.
And we do have a phone call. I'll be jumping to that. I got it. Okay. We'll just take it live right now, and then we'll talk about the loot stuff. Hey, you're on In-Game Chat. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris. How's it going, man?
Not too bad. Been playing that new PlayStation game, The Alien Nation.
I heard about that. I saw a lot of, I saw some talk about it when it came out. Not necessarily a good or bad situation, just a lot of people saying, ooh, Alien Nation's out today.
Is that based on the movie TV show?
No, it's separate. Like, it's aliens have taken over the whole world and everything, and you're trying to take it back slowly and gradually. It's a shooter RPG type, but it's been real fun.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And of course, last weekend, as Jay, you may remember, I went on my trip, but I found another video game store up there, and I found a few pretty nice things up there.
I got your messages about that, yeah.
I need to send you the pictures of the pinball machines they had there, too.
Ooh,
you sent me a few pictures of pinball machines.
That was the ones that they had in the little arcade.
Oh, okay.
But I found a box copy of Super Metroid, the original box and everything.
Nice.
And found some TurboGrafx 16, the imports of Hue games for, the card games and CD games.
Yeah.
For that system as well. And got a couple role-playing games and one, if y'all remember Yeast 3 that was on Super NES. I found the CD version, the import version of that one. All of them about $8 or $9 a piece, all complete. I think the most expensive one was like $24, but... Now I've got a reason to get one of the import systems to start playing them sometime.
Well, what is Now I'm having a hard time remembering what it was.
All right.
There was something concerning anime that I wanted to talk to you about, Chris, and I've totally forgotten what it was. I remember making a mental note when I saw it, and I said, oh, that'll be a good question to ask Chris, because you always call in every weekend, and we always talk to you, and I knew I was making a mental note. It's like, when he calls in, make sure you ask him about this.
What it's about?
I've completely forgotten anything of what it. I just knew it had to do with anime.
I saw the Star Fox anime.
I don't think that was it.
That wasn't it?
But that's a good
Final
one.
Fantasy.
It was a video game based?
Yeah.
No, it was not.
Anime you're talking about?
Yeah, it was not video game based. No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It was not video game based.
Well, then I'm
I know that Steam's having an anime sale right now.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah. On games that are,
anime based?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. They're having a sale on that right now.
I wonder if Legend of Korra would be.
Check it out. Well, you don't have anything with you to check it out.
I do. I'll do it later.
Yeah, give it a look
and
see.
Is it brand new?
What?
This anime series you're talking about?
I don't. I have no idea.
Oh.
Dude, I have no idea.
Wait, blank, huh?
I mean, it's not there at all. I really should write these things down. I suck at that.
Watch. After the show is over, it'll come to him in a heartbeat.
Well, I'll just hit him up on Facebook, really. Yeah, if that's the case, I'll just...
If you happen to remember it, say so in the show, and I'll call back if you have to.
Yeah. If it ever strikes me during the show, I'll give you a call and let you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you sent me pictures of three pinball machine tables.
Which ones?
Well, there were two really newer ones. Was Game of Thrones on there?
I think that was one of them.
Hang on, I've got my chat stuff here.
That's great that they're still making like actual pinball tables.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And one of the cool things I found out on that trip, the train ride took us to Roanoke, Virginia, and they have a pinball museum up there that I wish I knew about, but it was in one of the old brochures they gave to us while we were on the trip.
Really? Because I think one of the only pinball museums I know of is the one in Seattle.
Seattle's got one. They're actually kind of sprinkled around the area.
Okay.
I say the area, around the nation.
Country?
Yeah. They're kind of sprinkled here and there, but yeah, not really anything locally that's and by local I mean like Atlanta and stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing really that's really around us. And as many times as I've been to Seattle, I've not been to that pinball museum, which really sucks. I know. So the tables were Game of Thrones, which is a brand new table. Also Dungeons and Dragons, which looks like a brand new table as well. And then the other one was a more classic table, which was Medieval Madness, I think is what that is. Yes, Medieval Madness. Medieval Madness is available on the Pinball Arcade, the app that you can play on iPhone and Steam and Android and stuff. Those are the guys that convert real-world tables into digital tables, as opposed to what Pinball Effects does and creates original tables.
What about, is it Zen Pinball that you have that you played with?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, Pinball Effects. Pinball Effects is Zen Studios, my bad.
Oh, okay.
No, that's my problem going in thinking you would know these things. Just because I deal with them every day or whatever, but yeah.
So their tables aren't actual real world.
Zen Studios does not create real world tables.
I could see that because I think some of the tables they come up with would be
everything
really
that they
hard.
Create is completely original. No, I mean the table flipped when I was when I was playing
Isolation. Aliens.
Aliens versus Predator. Actually, it flipped.
Was Aliens? Mm-hmm. I thought it was the first Aliens.
No, because the first Aliens they couldn't walk on the ceilings.
Yeah, they did. Well, in the movies.
No. In the movies, they couldn't. No.
Yeah.
Alien 3 is when they introduced the...
No. Aliens.
Oh, that's... Are you sure?
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, if I remember...
Because
I think
first when Dietrich
was
got taken...
He was... Yeah, they were hanging up...
They're hanging on the wall with the grabber and zoomed up. And plus, also, when they're like, oh my gosh, they're in the room, and they're all, like, looking around, mm-hmm. they can't figure it out, and he, like... Hicks opens up the little top hatch, and they're coming in from the ceiling.
Yeah, that's right.
That
and
they're all
great pouring through. Yeah. Yeah, I guess the reason 3 sticks out is because that's when...
Fisheye. It was more... That was the first time it went
that's
really
when
into first person.
Yeah, Fincher gave us that first-person perspective of
it just running
of
through.
And going through around the ceiling and stuff. Yeah, that's right. That's right. But I want to say it was Aliens vs. Predator that had inverted the table.
Okay.
I think that's what it was. I could be totally wrong on that. You'd have to go back and watch the videos, but
it was the Vertigo mission?
Right. Yeah.
I remember Vertigo. The name of it because you're like, whoa, okay, no.
Well, it said Vertigo, and I thought, I think I know what's going to happen here, and sure enough, it did. Now, there's been on the Spider-Man table and there is a real world Spider-Man table, but on the Spider-Man table that was done for that Zen Studios did. There is something that covers up the or reverses the flippers. So when you squeeze the left flipper, you're actually moving the right flipper.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a little mode there that tweaks it and throws you off a little bit.
And the Infinity Gauntlet one doesn't that flip?
The Infinity Gauntlet one does a flip, does the invert on the table, which, again, it's very freaky and weird to play that game. Now, in a real-world scenario, the pinball table based on... Tommy,
mm-hmm.
the Who's Tommy. There was a mode in there because if you ever listen to the song, Tommy is like a pinball champion, but he's
a pinball wizard.
He's a pinball wizard, yeah. But he is a he's blind.
Mm-hmm.
And it plays by a sense of smell is what they said on the thing.
Yeah.
And so there is a mode on that real world table that covers up the flippers.
Huh.
there's a not a shield or something, but there's something that it's like it's kind of fans over and covers up the flippers so you can't see the ball once it gets down there. I've never played that table. I've only just, you know, I've only seen it happen, but I've never actually played that table. So.
And yes, he was deaf as well.
Yes, deaf, dumb, and blind man. Sure made it played a mean pinball.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, Chris, thanks so much for calling, man.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You have a great one.
Take care now.
Yeah. Bye. Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
From Brighton down to Soho, I must have played them all.
Which is my silver ball Sundays.
Yep.
He says as he sips a... What he wishes was a nice thing of rum or something.
Yeah.
He has to settle for coffee.
Honey Jack.
Something. Need to put something in there. A little something in there. Anyway, I was going to ask you, RJ, that I read this article here that Street Fighter V broke records or has broken records at EVO 2016 so far with more than 4,000 competitors.
Right. Yeah.
That's massive.
Yes, it is, but it is EVO.
I know. How do you cycle through 4,000 competitors?
One at a time.
Two at a time. Yeah. Now, you got to, you know.
I'm a winner and a loser.
Right now, I'm thinking a huge bracket and as many games as you can.
Do you think it's a bracket,
can.
Or do you think there's qualifying rounds to get onto the bracket?
I don't think so. I mean,
because if a bracket, how do you
look?
That's a huge bracket.
Yeah,
I mean that is a gigantic bracket. I know we got computers that can handle those things, but that's a gigantic bracket.
EVO's worldwide, right? More than like people from all over the world
is coming.
Yeah,
in
that's what I meant.
So, yeah, so...
More than 4,000 players have signed up to play Street Fighter V at EVO 2016 in July.
Jeez. Mm-hmm.
Those numbers continue to rise, and there's still 2 months left until the registration deadline.
Can you imagine just the sheer amount of body heat in that room?
Multiple rooms.
Well, combined with the systems running the games and everything.
Yeah.
Last year's EVO saw 2,200 entrants competing in Ultra Street Fighter IV.
Mm-hmm. Right now I'm thinking just spread it out to as many rooms as you possibly can and get as many people playing that first
The record number of competitors means that early qualifying pools for Street Fighter V will run 2 days, not one.
Okay, 2 days. Okay. Goodness.
Yeah. They're going to have Street Fighter V, Super Smash Brothers Melee, Super Smash Brothers for Wii U, Guilty Gear Xrd. Is that how it's pronounced?
Xrd
Revelator, Mortal Kombat X, Pokken Tournament, Killer Instinct, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and Tekken 7, Fated Retribution. I don't know why that's a horrible tagline.
You like them subtitles.
That's a horrible subtitle. Just call it Tekken 7, man. The only person that gets away with like a subtitle would be Street Fighter V DX Turbo Arcade. You know, and that's not even a subtitle. That's just a ridiculously long... I remember...
Yeah. Two Turbo.
Do you remember when... Capcom announced that Dead Rising arcade game at Microsoft's E3 press conference.
Vaguely.
They showed
They had some type of Street Fighter type long thing at the end of it.
They made fun of themselves.
Yeah.
Dead Rising, Super Deluxe, Arcade Tournament Edition, blah, blah, blah. Just all this stupid stuff.
Let's see. We had Super Hyper Ultra Championship Edition.
EX Plus
Remix,
Alpha.
EX Plus Alpha, yeah.
Yeah, it was all very ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that was, I remember when that happened, that was funny. And then, of course, at the very end of that, throwing all those titles, I said, oh, it's available now. So people could go and download it and start playing it. EVO's taking place July 15th through the 17th this year.
Mm-hmm.
It always normally takes place it's after E3, but it's always before Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, so talking about cons, and I got another 10 minutes here. I got a tweet the other day from PAX.
Yeah.
Okay, so those of you, and I know there's some people who may be in the chat room who are interested. PAX West is what they're calling it now. They've changed. They've decided not to call it PAX Prime anymore.
Okay.
It's PAX. Since they've got South and East, they got West. PAX West badges are not going to launch before May 17th. So that's a heads up for you guys who are kind of hovering around the board there. It won't be before May 17th. So you've got until then to start crowding your computer again 24/7, waiting for them to announce the sale of these tickets. They go so fast. However, on May 17th, badges for PAX South 2017 will go on sale. Now, I say that not because there's going to be a mad dash to get those tickets, but it's interesting that the con after that a con's tickets go on sale before a con that still has left to
happen
take place.
Yeah.
It's like Dragon Con putting on ticket sales for next year's
2018
event. Yeah, right now.
Yeah,
which they would never
do. 2017,
right? They don't do that until after the con's over with, right?
Yeah.
So it's just interesting that they're putting. I mean, you've got three cons you got to deal
Although,
with.
Although, you know, the hotels are already booked up for next year's, I'm sure.
For what?
Dragon Con?
Yeah, I'm sure you run into that. But yeah, I'm itching to get those tickets for PAX. I'm still probably going to call it PAX Prime. For PAX West. Whenever they go on sale. It's always fun. It's always kind of a bit of frustrating because you never know when it's going to happen. People keep speculating. People keep looking for hints. People find the distributor's site who does that, which is not PAX related. They're just a company that does this sort of thing. So they look at that site to see if there's any kind of updates that they can glean that may mean that the tickets may be going on sale that day. It's really interesting to watch the people kind of stress over this whole thing because they want to get those badges. And I want to get the badges too. I'm okay buying, you know, daily badges and stuff like that. I would love to get just a weekend pass again, but that is so hard to do. Yeah, you know, you just don't have to, yeah, but that's so hard to do.
You think they're going to do a PAX North?
I don't know. They've got four now. I think they're good. I think they're covered. You know, they've got a PAX South, East, and West, and then they've got an Australia.
Because it's kind of Northwest.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, East
and
is in Northeast, Boston.
So.
Yeah, East is in Boston, so you might as well.
Yeah.
South is in, I think they're covered. What they need is, you know, Midwest.
Yeah.
You know, they need basically a PAX Chicago type situation.
I would love a PAX Atlanta.
Well, that's
just because I'm
that's
lazy.
That's San Antonio, you know.
Yeah.
That's the best you're going to get out of that.
I know.
With barring some kind of fallout between them and the city of San Antonio, where they can't do that anymore, Atlanta's kind of a next possibility. If we ever talk to Koo again, and I need to reach out and see if we can get him onto the show, I'd love to go kind of do a moratorium on their decision to pick a place to hold PAX South. And I imagine, I don't necessarily know that there was any kind of bidding going on between the cities. There may have been. Or San Antonio may have just stepped up and said, I don't know if these guys are doing anything for you, but here's what you'll do if you come to us.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what? That's goodwill. We'll take it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
My experiences in San Antonio have been probably not typical. And
mine have been fine. I've been to San Antonio, well, twice now, and it's all been PAX related.
I've been the one time, and there's lots of yelling.
I visited San Antonio twice myself, visiting family.
There was lots of yelling when you were in San Antonio?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what were you there for?
Basic training.
Well, there was lots of yelling at basic training.
Yes.
That's basic training.
That's my experience in San Antonio.
Okay. Did you get out to, like, see the city and stuff?
One day.
Okay.
Went to the Alamo.
Same here.
So, yeah, we had, it was after graduation, we had one day. City pass where we could actually leave the base, and then the next day I was driving up to Wichita Falls, Texas for tech school. So I mean, I would
you get to see the Riverwalk?
Briefly?
Yeah. Okay. Not bad, just
yeah.
The birds
and there was
the
yelling
attacks out there as well.
And there was yelling at the Riverwalk, huh?
No, at basic.
Okay, that's all right. I'm just making sure you're specifically isolating basic.
Yeah. No, it's bird attacks at the Riverwalk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bold. They are bold. The birds are bold on the
Well,
Riverwalk.
Because there's like, okay, I know we're getting off topic. We only got 5 minutes left in the hour. So like there's the Riverwalk is like almost nothing but restaurants.
Yeah.
Just
I've heard food.
And it's so nice down there that they put the tables. People can eat outside or you can eat inside.
Yeah, I'm sure the birds get used to that.
And when you put yourself outside like that, and again, See, okay, so I was there. It wasn't this year. It was last year when this happened. We're going to eat at, I think it's County Line Barbecue or Country Line Barbecue, something like that. Going to eat there, and we decided to sit outside and eat. And we thought, oh, under this nice tree would be good.
Uh-huh.
And then the birds started landing on the tree, and I was like, you know, this is probably not a good idea. And then you start seeing them it just starts dripping. Now, it's not hitting any of our stuff, but, mm-hmm. but as soon as we start seeing it drip over there on the plants and stuff, we're like, okay, no, let's go inside. This is ridiculous. You'll also see there are a number of umbrellas that are positioned along the where these restaurants are on the outside. You'll see a number of umbrellas. The umbrellas have a very specific shape. Now, it's probably due to rain more than anything else, but they're somewhat heart-shaped.
Okay.
So the top of the heart would be over you and your food, and then it would angle down to a point so that the rain that would hit
would go down,
whatever else would funnel down and then go into the river. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
I walked that entire Riverwalk this past year when I went. Because I was trying to find a certain place. I can't remember. I was looking for something. It was like a really late bar that was staying open. I was trying to find it, and I kept looking at my phone. I was like, okay, well, it's over here. So, I mean, if I just go around here, I'll get there. And the more I did it, the more I was like, well, now I can't figure out how to get across the river to go to that place. So I just keep walking. See, and I walked the entire length of the thing.
I really want to go to the Riverwalk and just, like, really experience San Antonio because back in the 80s, there's an old movie, Cloak and Dagger, with Dabney Coleman.
Yeah.
And the kid from E.T. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, they, you know, the part of it takes place on the Riverwalk and everything. So I remember that movie a lot. Mm-hmm. Video games were a part of that movie, too.
It was based on a game, wasn't it? Like,
I mean, there was the Cloak and Dagger game, the Atari game in the movie. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was an actual legit game.
See, you guys say Cloak and Dagger, and my first thought is...
The Marvel?
Comic book, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so the Russians stole plans for the super jet, and they put it in the Cloak and Dagger video game for the Atari. And, yeah, it was a cheesy movie, but, you know.
Yeah, but it was memorable.
Exactly.
Yeah, entertained you enough to
remember. When you have a VHS player in the 80s and not many movie library like we do nowadays with no Netflix, you kind of watch the same things over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So.
Have you ever looked for it?
Yes, I have.
DVD or Blu-ray or anything like
it
that?
It was on Netflix for a while because I saw it again like a couple years back. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I watch it. I'm like, all right. You know?
Yep.
Unfortunately, everything doesn't age as wonderfully as, you know, some things. But it was still fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, we're approaching the top of the hour here. Coming up in the next hour... GT South will be calling in, and we'll be finding out what's going on over there tonight. We'll find out what the tournament game was this past Thursday. RJ did not go, so we don't know what the tournament game was. Mm-hmm. But we'll find out what that was, find out what's going on tonight. They did a Game of Thrones thing last week.
Yeah, last Saturday.
Last Sunday. We'll talk about how that went and find out if they're doing another one this week. Spoiler alert, I think they are. And we'll find out what's coming in the upcoming week for GT South. Now, we bring up GT South just because they're a local gaming tavern. I've seen comments on their Facebook page. I've seen comments in our chat room where people think that that's really, really awesome. And I agree it is because there are so many places that don't have something like that. There's so many people living in places where it's like, man, I wish there was a place I could go play video games, that sort of stuff. And then they hear, you know, a place like Montgomery actually has a place you can go and sit down, drink, play board games, play video. Oh, today was International Tabletop Day.
Yes.
I didn't do a thing with it.
There's still time?
No, really, there's not.
Oh.
Because when I'm done here... I got a thing to do, and that'll take me at least until 9.
Open till 4.
Huh?
They're open till 4.
Who?
GT South.
Not on Saturdays.
If you stay long enough, sure they will be.
No. Well, you might sit on the curb until 4, but on Saturday, well, on Saturdays they close at
like
2 a.m. Yeah. Which, okay, you might be jealous that we have a gaming tavern here in Montgomery, but we also have... what they call Blue Laws.
Yes.
But we also have Blue Laws, which require that alcohol bad, at least on Sundays. I don't understand. You can sell it in restaurants, but apparently there's this window of opportunity that you cannot sell alcohol.
Yeah.
And it's like between 2 and 11. 2 a.m. to 11 a.m. You can't sell alcohol on a Sunday.
Of course not.
And because they got away with it doing the Game of Thrones things last week. They were, to say got away with it, it was perfectly legal for them to do that. So, yeah, there's a couple of gaming bars in Atlanta and stuff like that, but Montgomery has one. And if you're local in the area and you're looking for a place to go, and I don't want to say where everybody knows your name, but you go long enough and they will.
Yeah.
That's the place to do it. You sit down. You can bring your own game if you want to play on one of their walls of games. Make sure it's a PS3 or Xbox 360 game, by the way. Mm-hmm. They have not moved up to the next-gen systems with the exception of having one of PS4. Each of those hooked up to the big screen.
Right.
That's the only exception there. But, you know, you can bring your own games. Bring your own controller, too, because you can just plug it right in and play your games. So just sit there, play some games, drink a little bit, make some friends.
Have a good time.
Do two-player, do single-player, doesn't matter, whatever you got. And and just enjoy the night.
Don't forget the bar and grill. It's grill as well.
Oh, yeah. Food.
They do have food.
Really good food.
Appetizers, yeah.
Yeah, they do have food. Maybe I'll have, I believe Amber's calling in, and maybe I'll have her kind of go over the menu a little bit.
Don't know if you could bring your own beer.
No.
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 Probably not.
No.
Because they want to make
There's
money.
No probably. There's no, you can't. That is, you can't do that in any place.
Bring it if it's already in my tummy.
Well, there's that. No. You cannot. The gamer in me in the chat room said, bring your own beer. No, you can't bring your own beer. You have to get the beer there. But they have some great selections. And
yes.
She makes some great mixed drinks.
Oh, yes.
And they're all nerd themed, by the way.
Yeah.
There's a whole menu.
And it's all nerd-based.
Yeah, and it's all completely... There's the Green Lantern, there is...
Well, they have like a Mandalorian one and Doctor Who.
The Mandalorian is...
The Mandalorian Raider is a one-a-night thing. They...
Unless you're crazy and want to do two.
They will not let you do that.
Not anymore.
Really?
I'm going to tell you something off-air.
Okay.
We need to go off-air now. I need to tell you something that happened off-air. So we're going to take a break when we come back. We've got more of in-game chat right after this. Here is another one that I really kind of like to let play. It's Mirror's Edge.
Okay.
We'll be right back after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat, another track that is really good. I just enjoyed the music that we've been playing today. This is from Mass Effect, which is apparently getting a theme park attraction.
I heard about that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's out in California or where it's going to be at.
Not sure.
I can't remember where they said, but apparently it's getting some kind of theme park attraction based on the Mass Effect series.
So when you're going through there, while you're waiting in line, can you, like, punch random people, say you're just, you know, going Renegade?
No, but I'm sure somewhere you have to say, this is my favorite attraction on the, yeah. Or,
California's Great American Theme Park.
Yeah.
Okay.
That wasn't, so that's right, California. So,
if you go there with, like, you know, some of the opposite sex and some of the same sex, you have to, like, kill one of them, or one of them has to die. So you can, like, choose the other. It's all choices.
I don't know, Matt. I really don't know.
Okay, yeah, that got away from me. Let's go to the phone.
And thanks for calling In-Game Chat. Who's this?
Hi.
Hey, it's Amber calling in from GT South.
Hello.
Hi.
How's everything going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Hey, we're doing good. Pretty good.
Yeah. Very good.
Talking to RJ about some Evo stuff, which it's sad that he's... Pretty sure
Might
he's
not,
not gonna
pretty
be
sure,
going.
Pretty sure I won't be able to go.
Hey, keep
something.
The dream alive, RJ.
Okay, I wish he was. How are things at GT South? How was Thursday's tournament?
Going really well. We played Rocket League.
Wow. Kind of sad you're missing that one, huh?
I'm not sad. I know somebody who is. Yeah. I know Nate is a huge fan of that and would have likely jumped in on that.
Mm-hmm.
When your friendship's broken that night.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
So it was Rocket League. Who took home that one?
Our resident guy Tabor. He's been there quite often playing Smash Brothers at front.
Okay.
All right. And let's see. What's going on tonight?
Tonight we're celebrating International Tabletop Day. We have a rack full of tabletop games that people can come in and play. You're more than welcome to bring in your own. But we'll just have a whole bunch of games set up on the tables on the inside for people to play.
And let's see, tomorrow, Game of Thrones, how did that go last week?
Oh, it went really well. We had four people show up as characters from the show. We had themed drinks, and this weekend we'll have some themed food, and we'll be showing it again on Sunday.
What exactly are the themed drinks and food?
Well, I was gonna mention that, and I'll let her tell you what those are. But just for anybody who's listening right now, find them on Facebook, because you get all of this. You get all the drink descriptions and everything else. It's all right there on their Facebook page. So find them at GT South on Facebook. But go ahead and tell them about the food and the drink options you guys did for Game of Thrones.
We had all of the houses represented by their color. We made drinks according to the color of the house colors.
Okay.
We had some shots, the fire and ice shots.
That lent itself pretty well to a shot, didn't it?
Oh yeah.
I guess like something like the like fireball and
Rumpelman.
And what was the other one?
Rumpelman.
Oh, okay.
Peppermint.
Yeah.
We also did Game of Thrones bingo. We had if you won. You got something on the house, appetizer or something. But we'll have another game. Tomorrow we'll be doing trivia, and we'll be giving out a prize for that as well.
Yeah. So they will be doing a Game of Thrones thing tomorrow also. And then next Friday, next Friday and Saturday, what's the weekend looking like? What are you guys doing?
Well, May 4th is coming up.
Yeah, that
is right. May 4th,
be with you. So we will be doing Star Wars stuff that day. We'll be doing Cinco de Mayo stuff on the 5th. So this whole week, we actually have a lot of stuff going on. Revenge of the Sith, you know, just another Star Wars day.
Yeah.
On the 7th, we will have Nerf Night, where we do the Rebels versus the Imperials. So we have a big open space out back, and people, you can bring your own Nerf guns. And we'll be out there, like, taking teams and shooting each other and having fun.
Can I bring my own Stormtrooper armor?
Yes.
Dude, that's encouraged. I don't know why you would even need to ask that. And you've got, like, three sets, right?
I do.
You've got Stormtrooper.
Stormtrooper, 181st TIE Pilot, and Republic Commando.
Okay. Yeah. No, yeah, totally.
Hmm.
Definitely.
They love it out
In fact, you could do a different one each day this week with everything that you've got planned.
With the 4th, 6th, and 7th.
Yeah. Why not?
Just like put on the Stormtrooper helmet and a sombrero for this, you know, for the 5th.
Now we were talking earlier just before we went to the break, and we're reminded that you guys also have a grill out there, so when people want to go and just, you know, to have some food. Can you give us some of the menu items that you guys have?
Yeah, our most popular burger is, we do custom stuffed burgers. Our most popular one is the Boba Fetta. It's stuffed with bacon and feta cheese.
Oh.
And they're all grilled fresh outside. You can make it, you can watch it being made. There's tables back there where you can sit and take your drink.
And their cook is awesome, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I love their burgers.
Bacon and feta cheese. That just, yeah, you have me on that one.
He and I could talk all day about specific subjects. But, yes.
We also have, my favorite is the stuffed pizza burger, the Joni Castaway. And it has pineapple and ham and pepperoni topped with mozzarella and marinara sauce.
Yeah, I know.
I am so blown
by
diet.
It's really good. I see him walk out with this stuff while I'm there, and it's just like, hey, you should probably give it a try. But it's like, you know, 10 o'clock at night, and I'm, you know. I try to adhere to a diet.
Yeah,
but
I know. I'm going to have to jog extra miles now.
It's the late eating. I would love to. But the thing is that if you are against the late eating type thing, they're open for lunch.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, and we open at 5 for dinner.
That's right. They also open up at 5, so check them out. All right, what are your hours?
We are open Tuesday through Saturday. Tuesday and Wednesday, we're open 7 to 12. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it's 9 to 2. And we have the special occasion on Sunday where we'll be open. I'll probably get there around 6:30 on Sunday to open up the bar. So if you wanted to go ahead and come in and get a few drinks before the show starts.
Fantastic. You guys are located where?
4017 Eastern Boulevard, across from Cyber's Board.
Again, if you want to find these guys on Facebook, it's facebook.com/GTSouth, and that's how you can find them. And all the information there, the location, the hours, the numbers, everything else, and all the events that are coming up, they've got all that stuff. Do a fantastic job of keeping their Facebook page updated and letting people know what is going on out there. So make sure you check that out. These guys are local, and if you are local too, if you're listening local and you're looking for a place like this, it's like I was saying earlier, I see so many people comment on their page, comment in our chat room saying, we wish we had something like this here. Well, guess what? Montgomery does, and you need to support it to make that, you know, not only just last, but also to get more of it. So make sure you check them out at GT South. Amber, thanks so much for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so I wanted to get into the Nintendo stuff.
Mm-hmm. The NX?
Right, this is, I don't necessarily know that it's weird because it's Nintendo and this is just kind of what they do, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they came out with a console called the Wii, and everybody was just like, that's a ridiculous name.
Are they settled on NX, or do you think that still might change?
I really think that'll change.
Yeah, because like the Dolphin?
The problem is that I think the... I think the in-house name for the Wii was the Revolution, maybe, or was that the rumor?
I don't know.
I think it was the rumor.
I remember the GameCube was the Dolphin.
Yeah, the GameCube was the Dolphin, and the Nintendo for Nintendo for the longest time, I think it had the, I think it was under the Revolution name or something like that. I know I saw mock-ups and it was the Nintendo Revolution or something, but. Anyway, the NX, they came out last week and announced that it would launch in March of next year. Brand new console launch March of next year. However, it is not going to be at E3 this year at all.
Nope.
That seems ridiculous to me. I don't know why. Because I guess for the longest time, console reveals have taken place at E3, right? You know, you got a new console to announce, you're going to announce it at E3.
Yeah.
That's the typical thing that you do.
This hasn't been a typical E3 so far.
So far it hasn't, and this shows even more. Even more than that. So this is Nintendo's plan. Its plans for E3 will instead focus around the new Legend of Zelda game, which the company confirmed will be playable for the first time at this year's show. That's the only thing that's going to be there for Nintendo, is the Legend of Zelda game. They've got nothing else to show. I don't know if their floor space is going to be dramatically reduced. I don't know what they're doing. I have no idea what's going to be done for them. Because if that's the only game they're going to show, look, Nintendo took a massive chunk of space on the show floor at E3.
They always have.
Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft have always taken up a huge chunk. Outside of that, Activision has always taken up a huge chunk. EA has always taken up a huge chunk. Both of whom
Konami
will not be
in the
there.
Past.
Konami kept getting smaller and smaller.
I remember like from 98, 99.
Right, I'm sure.
From the golden days.
Yes, the olden days, olden times. back when E3 was E3. Yeah, Nate always gets a kick out when I do those things. So yeah, it's just interesting what their plan is here. You know, Sony's going to show off. It's just like the Was Man Returns. Sony's going to show off their 4K system or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're going to show off their virtual reality. Microsoft, I don't know what they're going to do, but they're going to show stuff off. But they got stuff planned. But Nintendo actively is said that we have a new console, and we will not be talking about it at E3. And our new console hits in March. That's another strange thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Typical console releases hit the holidays, man.
Right.
March? I think we're being... Well, I don't think we're being set up. I think that by the time March gets here... That will have already been delayed.
Slip back some?
Oh, yeah. Mm. This is just me throwing it out there. I do not know, but March is just so odd to release a new console. I can't think of anything, maybe handhelds, but I can't think of a new console release that has ever taken outside of the months of September and December. I only include September because of the Dreamcast. But,
yeah. Well, I mean, that was a special occasion with
there,
the 99.
You're right. There may have been a time frame that you can go back when it hadn't been established that releasing consoles around the holidays is good business and that sort of thing, where that just hadn't been established. Because, you know, games used to not release on Tuesdays until they did the Sonic Tuesday thing.
Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah. And then that just started becoming the norm that games released on Tuesdays. But, of course, now it seems to be shifting to Fridays. But... There's probably a time you can go back and see where consoles released whenever they were released. And it didn't matter when it was. It was just like, okay, our new console's out there. Go get it and we'll be fine. They didn't have competition to worry about. They didn't have any, you know, it was Nintendo. They didn't have anybody to compete with when the NES came out.
Right.
And so when the Super, see if somebody can find out when the Super NES released. I'm almost willing to bet that was not a holiday release. RJ, are you looking that up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, it'll beat me to it.
I am extremely curious on that.
Let's see. U.S. release, let's see. August 23rd, 91.
Okay. Exactly. So there's something that was outside of, you know, my September, December window. Not very much. Not by very much. But an August release. I typically remember there being summer releases for consoles. Like, look up the Genesis. See when the Sega Genesis released.
Sega Genesis? Okay.
Yeah. I have a weird feeling that there was a summer console release for that. Because kids are out of school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kids are mowing lawn for money.
Mm-hmm. August 14th of 89.
Okay. Yeah, we're getting into the summer months there. And that's even going further back than the SNES.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting. And then for whatever reason, though, the norm is you release your console in the winter or whatever, in the fall, winter months there, so you can, yeah. Or the fall months, so you can catch the Christmas holiday shopping stuff. So, that's the typical way that worked. And to have this release in March, just, it throws up a bunch of red flags to me. And also, not talking about it at E3 seems to throw up a bunch of red flags of... Not necessarily that this is a crap system. I have no idea. They haven't really revealed anything about it.
Yeah,
so
we don't know anything about specs. Or
it's that they're just not ready to talk about it, and I think maybe they're not ready to... they may also not be ready to release it come March. Then again, they could be using this to boost up their Nintendo streaming events that they do.
Mm.
You know, when they do their... What are they called? Clubhouse? Treehouse? Whatever it is? I don't know.
Mm. House,
I don't know. It's when they do their thing and they they do those live stream events and they announce new products and stuff like that. So maybe they're saving this to do something with that. I don't know. It just seems very strange. It also seems like E3 is just falling apart.
Yep.
Press conferences and stuff, no, not so much. Because that is a separate thing. It is not put on by E3 proper. It's put on by the people who do the press conferences, Sony, Microsoft, and that sort of thing.
It seems like every year it's always like, you know, is this the end of E3? But this year's feeling a little different about
that. It never felt that way until...
Now.
Well, it never felt that way until they dramatically did the resizing and everything, and they cut down on every... they didn't hold it at the LA Convention Center. It was held somewhere else, and... it was drastically cut down, and then next year they actually held it at the LA Convention Center, but it was still very minimal, and that was the first one I went to, and I loved it to death because I got so much one-on-one time with developers and game creators and stuff like that. I had time to actually talk with them and see them, and now it's just not it's not that way anymore. And I don't know what's going to come of this. I don't know if they're going to turn things around. I don't know if things are going to change. I'm curious to see what the fallout of this will be once it's done. To see what happens there. So very curious indeed to see what's going to happen in that regard.
I was looking up
some other releases.
Some March releases for consoles.
Find anything?
The Arcadia 2001.
I don't know what that is.
82 March, some from Emerson. Sega released the Genesis CDX. That was just an add-on, wasn't it? Yeah, I think it was an add-on.
Yes. CD
mm-hmm. Yeah, that was in March. Let's see, the Game Boy Advance SP, March of 2003.
I think that was the one that closed, you know, the little clamshell one.
Yeah, clamshell one.
With the backlight. Oh, that was actually the best Game Boy Advance.
And the, let's see, there's one more here. PlayStation Portable, March of 2005.
Hmm. Like I said, handhelds, a little different.
3DS, mm-hmm. March of 2011.
3DS. Yeah, handhelds have always been different, not necessarily falling in there. But if you got a new console, man, you're hitting that Christmas shopping.
Yeah, Christmas Day.
That's exactly where you're going, and it's odd that Nintendo would kind of not do that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem to be in the best of places right now financially. The Wii U has not sold what it was supposed to sell. Although I will say again, I think the console is fantastic. I played some more Mario Maker the other day, and that is an interesting game. It's an interesting selling point that you can make your own levels, and they I don't want to say they dumbed it down. They simplified it so much that it is so very easy to do, and it's fun to do. It's actually fun to make a level.
You share it with folks,
yeah,
around the internet too. Yeah.
It's just interesting, and I've seen Splatoon, and that game looks fun when people play that. And there's a lot of great things that console seems to be doing, and there's a lot of great games that console seems to be have.
Mario Kart,
Bayonetta 2. Yeah, exactly. I knew you were going to throw that in there. Mario Kart, Bayonetta 2. They've got some good stuff, and it's just I hate that it sold the way it did, and I hate that it's not considered a success by business standards. Mm-hmm.
Is it the library, you think?
I think that's part of it.
It's got, like you say, great games, but are there just not enough?
There's enough
games
of them.
Yeah.
I mean, part of there's it, not enough to draw
or not,
me
or
in.
Not enough games on there in general, really. Is that the case?
Well, I don't necessarily know if it's games, because when you've got standards like Mario, Zelda, and stuff like that, you don't necessarily need a giant library, because your fans will come.
But, what Zelda other than remakes?
Right, and that's a good point, because...
I played Wind Waker. Wind Waker.
Well, there's Wind
back
Waker.
Back in the day.
They redid Twilight Princess.
Play that back in the day.
There hasn't been a Zelda game on the Wii U that I know of. Hyrule Warriors, but there hasn't
that's
been
not
like
a Zelda
hasn't been a proper Zelda game on the Wii U until what they're doing now with this new Legend of Zelda. It's very reminiscent of Twilight Princess's launch.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a version for the GameCube, and there's going to be a version for the Wii. Well, for this new one, there's going to be a version for the Wii U and a version for the NX.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I like that idea either, because then you're splitting your audience. Mm-hmm. If you if you had it exclusive on your NX, there's your killer app, I guess. There's your selling point. There's your get our console to play this new game.
Man.
But now it's like, well, if you got another console here, you can play the game too. That's goodwill. I like that. It's nice that the company's doing that for people who already own the previous system. But I think you're hurting the possibility of sales on your new system by doing that. It did not happen, by the way. That did not. That was not the case that happened with the Wii. Even though they were on the GameCube and the Wii, Wii sold massively.
Yeah.
Wii was one of the most amazing things I'd ever seen as far as the culture of gaming is concerned. The way that people latched onto that for the controls,
yeah,
for the waggle and everything else. And not only that, but to see how fast it dropped once it plateaued. The buildup was very consistent and took place over a good amount of time. It plateaued for a good amount of time as well. And as soon as that had hit, as soon as that was done, it dropped like a rock.
Yeah,
sales
yeah.
It's almost as though it's just stopped. Everything stopped. And it just started going downhill very, very fast. And so I think one of the things that hurt the Wii U was the release cycle and the name. They released it. It's probably on par with when they should have released it.
But calling it the Wii U, I think, was a big messed up.
But there really wasn't. Yeah, I mean, they called it the Wii U, and
so is it just a peripheral? Is it a whole new thing? Is it is it the sequel?
I mean, I think for most average consumers, that confused them, and they thought, well, he's already got a Wii. I don't want to get him the Wii U, which felt like calling it the Wii 1.5 or 2.5 or the whatever. Which, if Sony,
thing is going on with Sony,
which
right now,
if Sony isn't careful, they may run into the same thing. I'm not sure, but the thing is, but what Sony has said is that this isn't a new console. This is just an update to our previous console.
Yep.
They're not touting it's our new gaming system. Mm-hmm. This is just an upgraded PS4. Is really all that they seem to be touting it as. Of course, they haven't really touted anything yet because we haven't seen how they're going to market this thing at E3. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see which way they go in that direction and how they go in that direction and what they do there. But I don't know about Nintendo. And no, I don't think they'll call it the NX, but we don't know anything about this new system. And that will have an effect on... Nintendo doesn't want to fall into the same hole twice. You know, you can't come out with a Nintendo Wii U 2.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because there's a whole many people who just hate the band U2. But you don't want to confuse your base again, you know? You don't want to confuse those people. And you've got to come up with something that's going to sell your system. But yeah, so anyway, we're going to take a break because I am talking way too much about this thing. And when it's fun to speculate, man, but in a few months, we're going to know how Sony's going to be marketing what they're going to market. We're going to know what they're going to call their system. We're going to know all these details. And it is fun to speculate, but you can only go so far in speculation before you get to that point and say, you know what? Screw it. They're just going to tell us what it is here eventually. Might as well not worry about it, right?
Yeah.
Nintendo, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It makes me want to talk to some people who...
might know.
Well, like Dennis could sit here and we'd be fine in the conversation.
Yeah.
But I'd love to get Joe Consumer, you know, to say, hey, Nintendo's putting out a new console coming up in March. You have any interest in it? I'd be very marketing-esque on this thing and go through and, like, pick people. Do you own a Wii? Do you own a Wii U? Is that your only console of choice? Are you a fan of Nintendo? I'd pull these people in because I would want to get a select group of people to say, what do you think about the Nintendo NX? What is that? It's the new Nintendo system. Wait, why is Nintendo doing it? You know, I'm kind of curious how their reaction would be.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be better? Do we know? And I can't answer any of those questions because we don't know how this thing's going to play. We don't know what the gimmick is. Nintendo...
You know there's kind of a gimmick.
Well, Nintendo has always thrown in... Ever since the GameCube, I think they've thrown in gimmicks. The GameCube's gimmick was we moved to discs, but hey, they're not like your regular discs. They're still very small, tiny.
Would the controller for the 64 be a gimmick?
Possibly. I was thinking about that. I was thinking
that. And also the FX card that some games
right,
had to have.
They gimmicked it up through its life cycle.
Yeah, its life cycle, yeah.
But I don't think, like I said, I think it started with the GameCube because that was a very small system. the GameCube selling point was like, look how tiny this thing is.
It's the Fisher-Price My First Console.
It's a built-in handle. Yeah. You know, it's got this built-in handle. It's small. It's powerful. Or it's, you know.
So great.
Yeah. I really liked it. But,
yes.
So, I mean, you had that.
The waggle sticks.
Then the Wii came out, and it's like, okay, it's motion controls. And then the Wii U came out and said, hey, we still got the motion controls, but look, now people can watch TV while you play a game on your controller because it has the screen and everything.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, whenever Jaden went and made the Mario Maker, he's like, do you want me to make you a Mario Maker level? I was like, sure, go ahead. Make it hard. Make it tough. So they turned the TV off and put it on a cartoon or something else. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Well, he built it right there on his controller. So I wouldn't see how he was building it.
So it was a mystery.
And then I'm sitting on the other side of the room, and there's like a big chair and a couple of things in front of the TV. So he just brings me the controller and says, just hit play. He goes and turns it on the TV so he can see what I'm doing. I sit there and play with the controller to play the game. Because I can't see the TV.
Hmm.
And it was the first time in a very long time I played a Mario game, by the way.
Yes.
It's been a very long time since I played a Mario game. I was like, okay, there's a button that runs, jumps, okay, does that, and everything else. It was, yeah. So, anyway, let's take this break because we've only got about 20 minutes left, and I've still got to open up all these boxes. So, we got loot pets. We got two bags of Level Up apparel to open up and find out what's inside. We'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. Here's music from World of Warcraft. He said.
Maybe.
There it is. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music there from Battlefield 2. Main theme for Battlefield 2. It is In-Game Chat. I am Scott. We've got RJ and we've got Matt here with us. Nate couldn't make it. On the phone, we've got Mumnut, which we'll be going to Mumnut here shortly. But I wanted to... I've got to get in... Mumnut, hang on the line. We are coming to you. I promise we are going to come to you. But I want to go ahead and open up these packages from Loot Crate that we got. We'll do this one first, then we'll do the pets, and then we'll do the other bag.
So this is the loot level up?
This is one of the level up bags. I actually got two of them. And
one's bigger than the other.
You can see that one is bigger than the other. Sort of. You can sort of see that.
And I can see it.
One is bigger than the other. And we'll open that one up last. So let's open up this one. I don't know what is in this tiny one. And why I have two different ones, but we'll see.
I'm guessing. Was that a poster?
This looks like a poster. It's the Quest Collection. Oh dear God!
What?
It has the Goonies on it.
What?
Nice.
Normally I give stuff away, but anything that's got Goonies on it,
yeah,
it's staying with me. That's not really a poster. I think it's just kind of
describing. Like a catalog?
Yeah, just describing what you get in here. Mm-hmm. All right, this is just a shirt.
Oh, nice.
This is just a shirt, and it's kind of a cool shirt.
Yeah, it's a Ringer shirt.
It's the Princess Bride.
And it's a police lineup.
Yep.
Let's see. What we got Vizzini, Inigo, and I forget the Giant's name.
There you go. So you got a Princess Bride shirt here.
I can't believe I forgot the Giant's name. I think that's inconceivable.
This is a large.
Oh, too bad.
So that's what's in that bag. That's all that was in that bag. However, that gives me
hope for the next big bag.
Because it has Princess Bride on here.
Yes. This is what else does it have on there other than that and the Goonies?
Star Trek, Zelda, Kingdom Hearts, and the Goonies.
Oh.
And... Now, the Goonies will probably be a t-shirt, which I can't wear.
Probably, yeah. Extra small.
Well, even if it's 2X, it's not comfortable for me.
Would be for me. So now we're going to do the pet.
Yeah, now we're going to do Loot Pets. This is another offer from Loot Crate that's specifically for your pets.
Now, were you saying the Loot Pets were specifically dog-related?
They seem to be.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. All right, what's this one?
Well, you open it up, and there's bacon!
I'm liking it already.
Scratch and sniff.
Scratch me, sniff me.
Oh, okay.
Excellent radio.
Oh, it does smell like bacon.
It does smell like bacon?
It smells like bacon.
Only if it tastes like bacon.
Bacon! And I'm trying to open this up without
ripping it.
Yeah, there we go.
Yay.
Aw, look at that. All right, we got a really tiny shirt here for...
What's that, Adventure Time?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, what
does it
Jake
say?
Making bacon pancakes. Of course.
Aww.
Making bacon pancakes.
All right, so we got that in there. We have...
Oh, that is cute.
A plush bacon strip, reinforced stitching. It crinkles inside.
Oh, that is cute. Oh, and it squeaks.
It's got a squeaker! And it looks like a strip of bacon. Honestly, it doesn't look like a strip of bacon, but just because they're calling it bacon, it makes me want bacon.
Yeah.
We have another t-shirt.
Physic. Thank you, Tacitus.
What?
The Giant's name. Physic.
Oh, yeah. We have another shirt. Is this a dog shirt?
Is this
a people shirt?
I guess if you have a big enough dog.
That's a people shirt.
Oh, it's the making bacon shirt.
Mm-hmm. It's the making bacon pancakes for the people.
Well, so that we can match
one for
dog.
You, one for you, one for your pet. Exactly.
Well, that comes in a 3XL. That I could probably wear. However, I don't have a dog. So. I say dogs, but this does say... Oh, boy.
Well,
BB strips for epic doggy trips.
Ooh, I want to try one.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
There you go. Quest strips. Right there. They're dog treats.
What's the front of it with the little...
Provide one treat per 15 pounds of dog's weight per day. Feed as treat, not as a replacement for food. As they always say on these things. So you get a dog treat.
It's like a Viking beagle on the front.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. I saw a little bit of a graphic on it.
There's some cards that I guess that tell you what you're getting in this box. And then there's a volume one of... I almost said this thing wrong. Battle Pug. You can see that. But that's Battle Pug on the back, the epic tale of... What does
Precious.
That say? Blood and drool begins here. So, Battle Pug.
Nice.
Join Maul and her dogs Mingo and Colfax as she recounts the legend of the warrior and the battle pug.
Battle plug.
I'm sorry.
I'm just glad he went that route instead of...
Could have been worse.
Yes.
A tale of a fearless barbarian, his trusty and freakishly large pug, and evil baby harp seals. This volume collects the first year of Mike Norton's Battle Pug, the perfect opportunity to get in on the ground floor of fan favorite webcomic by Mike Norton, Alan Pasquale, and Crank.
It's like a parody of He-Man and Battle Cat, I guess.
Seems to be.
Yeah.
Battle Pug. So I'm going to put these back in here.
I could restack it if you want while you do the...
Here you go.
Oh, I could
take a whiff of that bacon.
I know.
That's
exactly why I said that.
Take a good old sniff of bacon for yourself there. And there's your clothes. There's the clothes
thank you.
Stuff,
so. It's a little bacon strip.
Yeah. And now let's get on to this big bag and see what's in here. All right. Every month is Christmas. When you're with Loot Crate, every month is Christmas.
That it is.
These are
Star Trek?
Star Trek leggings.
All right.
Yes, Star Trek leggings, not obviously for me. Here's another one of the quest board things. There is another shirt.
All
interesting.
Right.
Why did I
get... Oh, that's...
Same one.
Same one.
Same one. It's large as well.
All right.
I don't know why there's two. There's the Goonies shirt, and it's probably not going to fit.
Doesn't matter.
And it's a large, but there's your Goonies shirt.
Oh, my gosh. It smells like bacon. Oh, I want to see. Is that the map?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Oh, but I like how it's the Goonies and, you know, highlighted.
Yeah. Kingdom Hearts socks.
Okay. A little heartless.
Yeah. For Kingdom Hearts. And Legend of Zelda socks.
Oh, ooh. They have, like, Triforce on them?
No, just the old...
Oh, the old 8-bit Link.
Zelda. Yeah, or a Link. Yeah. There you go.
Neato.
That's what we got. If you want to put those up, and I'm going to grab the phone here.
All right, yeah.
And talk to Mumnut real quick before we go. There you go. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, Mumnut, you're on the line here with us. Sorry for keeping you holding, but thanks for waiting.
Okay, I'm listening to these talks on my computer through the headphones. And
right.
Then I turn on TeamSpeak, and all of a sudden, news talk goes to my TV monitor, which has built-in speakers, and the TeamSpeak comes through my headphones.
Uh-huh.
I want both of them to come through my headphones.
So you want multiple sources to come through your headphones?
Yeah, is that not possible?
I don't know.
I'm listening to y'all on the headphones, and then when I turn on the TeamSpeak, or same thing with the game, from playing a game, and then I turn on TeamSpeak, it sends the game sound to the monitor, and TeamSpeak sound through the headphones.
Have you disabled the your monitor speakers? If you go into how your audio is set up, you can disable audio to come to not come through your monitor. It may default to your headset.
I thought I did. I don't know.
Well, disable that. In fact, disable everything except for your headset. That way, it'll force everything to go through there, and it may or may not come through. You may still only get one or the other, but. That's where I would start trying to fix that issue.
That would be a control panel issue then, right?
Control panel. You should be able to. You should be able to click on the speaker in the bottom of your screen. Well,
bottom right.
The bottom right of your screen should show a speaker.
Yeah, I've gone through that thing. I can't find anything to change.
You know, without looking at it, man, I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, I just thought maybe somebody might know.
Well. We appreciate you calling in, and thanks so much for listening, man.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Those leggings were Enterprise D.
Oh, okay.
From Next Generation.
Well, I think that's going to do it for us. I want to thank everybody who is in the chat room. In fact, let's do a quick roll call if we can get this thing to load up here. We got AC Ray, Tactus, The Wuzzman Returns, Uncle Elias. Excuse me, Medusa's Mirror.
Medusa's?
I don't know where that was. Medusa's Mirror and Lavos. Hanging out in the chat room. So thank you all for joining us here. Thanks for everybody who is listening on the radio. Thanks to all the callers we had today. That was great.
Yeah.
Listening on the stream and everywhere else, we really appreciate you listening. And thank you, everybody who grabs us each week from iTunes or however you get our show for later use. We really appreciate it. Go to ingamechat.net. Join us on Twitter, Facebook, our forums. At colonyofgamers.com, subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you're on Steam, we've got a Steam group there you can join up with and play games with us and other listeners. Also, subscribe to our Twitch channel that you're watching right now, most likely. And don't forget to check out GT South. We appreciate it. They've got Game of Thrones tomorrow, so check that out if you're a fan. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week, and we will see you next Saturday. Here is music from Donkey Kong Country 3. See you next Saturday.